When you discuss the cost of government, are you just talking about the overall size of the budget?
Yeah, looking adding together the size of the budget, including the federal transfer dollars that come through, and then making sure that you don't double count the local aid money going out.
Yeah. And you neglected to identify that Don Carcieri shrank the size of the number of employees.
And the number of employees
went down.
Yes.
Right. So. And I obviously have thought a lot about this because I'm about to inherit it, right? So a substantial part of the increase revolves around some very specific – the budget breaks down in some very specific ways, right? We have fixed costs in terms of employees. We have pension costs. And the pension cost is a significant driver of what's coming into our budget and will become much more so over the next 5 years. If we keep the existing actuarial tables in place and the amortization schedule is in place, what is now roughly $130, $145 million annual input by the state is going to grow to $240 million to close to half a billion as we move through the next couple of years. So the state has to put this money in. We have bonded indebtedness we have to service. There's a lot of things that are out there that are additive to the budget. $100 million here, $100 million there, all of a sudden you have a lot of money. Right, so that's part of what's happening, and I think that we have to look very carefully at the components that drive the overall cost of government.